Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello, 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 everyone. And welcome for joining us here together. For joining us again at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Kelaine Greenwood, the one and only urban life coach. Okay? And as we like to, say every episode, just give it a little couple seconds on what this show's about. It's about learning a higher quality of life. And, you know, our life is so complicated. We got a lot of different things in there, relationships, job, income, our health. So that's why we have different guests who specialize in those areas, and they're experts and work in those areas. So, you know, that's what the show focuses on. It also focuses on to have the higher quality of life is learning to create, you know, to be our best self, to live our best self. Okay, and learning to live our best life, because we all have an optimum self and an optimum life to live. And I would like every listener to ask this question: are you living your best self? Are you at an optimum level in all the areas of your life? Are you living your best life? Are you overcoming and trying to conquer the inner struggles and outer struggles that stop you from being your best? Are you conquering your fears? And see, this is what the show is about, everyone. So thank you again for joining us here. And also, you know, what I like to point out to everyone listening on the show, you know, it's not about life going one way. It's about enjoying our journey. We can smile. We can have fun. We can enjoy our life. We can love ourselves as we go through. And also, that's what we have guests to help us do that. When we become a better version of ourselves, we get stronger. We become more resilient into handling today's challenges. So we can enjoy our journey, even when things don't go our way. We can still have a positive vibe and attitude and, you know, smell the roses in our life, okay? All right, let's get it started here. Got to say it again, Kelaine Greenwood, the Urban Life Coach. And today's episode is Clearing Clutter to Create the Life You Choose. All right, so think about that, listeners. What does that mean to you? Clearing the clutter to create the life you choose. You know, sit back, let that resonate with you. And what are you hearing? What are you feeling with that, okay? And let it speak to you. And someone who's going to help us explore what that means in the work she does and how those words help the people she works with. Clearing the clutter to create the life you choose is our special guest, Julie. Okay, let me get her last name right and correct me, Julie. Coraccio.
Very close, Coraccio.
Coraccio. Okay, that's who we have as our guest to help us with clearing the clutter to create the life we choose. It's Julie Coraccio.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Thank you for coming on the show and just, you know, bringing your knowledge and your expertise to the show and to the listeners as well as myself, because I grow from the guests also, and I love it. So I try to really listen from the guests that do bring their knowledge and wisdom. Okay, I'm going to give you some background bio on Julie before we get this started here. Okay, the background is she is the founder of, is it Healing Through Organization? Okay, and she's the host of Reawaken Your Brilliance. And I believe she has another podcast, Clearing Clutter Inside Out. Okay, so you can feel the vibe of what she got going on here. If you're listening to the names, I love it. Reawaken Your Brilliance and Clearing the Clutter Inside Out, I love that. And she holds classes and workshops. She does some personal development coaching. She enjoys hiking, cooking, baking, environmental and animal causes. And she says she's happily married, learned to be the best woman she can be. And this is what I like, she says her goal is. Her goal is to support people to awaken their brilliance and simplify their life. Okay? And she supports people through clearing clutter in all areas of their lives. Okay? So everyone, take that in, you know, and just let it speak to you and fit that in, whatever it works for you. And, you know, any questions or anything, I mean, you can come and write her. Leave her a message at reawakeningyourbrilliance.com. Okay? But we're going to get the show started here. Okay, Julie.
Yes.
All right. I told as much as I can. And if you have anything to add to who is Julie and how you help others, you can give them a little quick snippet and add on to what I said, or what you do, or what some of your background.
Fantastic. Well, I would say just quickly, I'm a chief possibility officer. I feel so many of us we're perfect when we're born, and then life happens, whether it's parents or society, a teacher, who take away that brilliance that we all have inside. So I believe that we all have the answers inside. And so I see my job as supporting people in finding the answers that they need.
Finding the answers that they need. Okay. And the people you work with, what type of answers commonly are they looking for? Just so the listeners know, like, because they might have that type of, you know, goal or seeking the same answers. So what are some of the typical answers that the people you work with come to you for?
Well, in general, they want to declutter their life, whether it's physical clutter, mental, emotional, spiritual, or energetic. Those are the areas that I cover. And I would say if I had to boil it down to one thing, people want to be happy. They want to experience joy, and clutter prevents them from doing that. And I'm about digging deeper. Whatever's going on is usually surface level, and so I want to have people dig deeper. What's really going on? The physical clutter is usually, yeah, life happens, but a lot of times there's another reason that it's there. And so I see my role is supporting people to figure out what that is. And again, when you boil it down, people want happy. They want to be joyful. They want to be doing what their heart says instead of feeling like they're stuck in molasses and their life is cluttered and they're not doing what makes them happy or brings them joy.
Okay. And for the listeners out here again, what are some of the common main causes of the clutter that you see in the people you work with? What are some of the main causes, you think?
Oh, that's a great question. It could be fear of success. Could also be fear of failure. It could be feeling not worthy. And I think that, again, 99.99% of us have these feelings. It could feel because they feel they're not good enough. It could be because they are holding on to other people's clutter. Maybe they were in a religion as a child, and that didn't fit who they are today, and still holding on and trying to be someone they aren't. It can be spiritual clutter, which is, to me, comparing yourself to others as an example, or judgment. And, you know, mental clutter, such as having anxiety and worry about the future. You know, our point of power is in the present moment, because in the present moment we can change. The past is done. You know, we can't change that. But we can start our lives right in this moment. You can make a choice. And I'm very careful about the words I use, and it is a choice. And people say, oh, I don't have a choice, and that's not true, because doing nothing is a choice. And so that's one thing that I want people to realize is, okay, the present moment is where our power is, because the future, you know, all these variables, we don't know what's going to happen. We can't, if you waste time worrying about it, that's not doing anything.
Okay. And I totally like where you're coming from in that space. But for the layman and the people that are not familiar with, when you say the power's in the now and being present, some people really don't understand that. So in the layman's way, in a little snippet, I mean, can you kind of elaborate and give them and empower them a little bit on what it means to be here in the now and how that helps with the clutter?
Sure. Okay, so let's take physical clutter. So I've had clients say to me, oh, I've always had clutter. Well, that's the past moment. And if you think you've always had clutter, that's what you're going to create more of. So that's the past. But you can say in this moment, okay, you know what? That's how I've been in the past. But right now, I can clear the clutter out of my room. I can take 10 minutes today and go through my junk drawer and clear it of clutter. And as opposed to being like, oh, I'll get around to it tomorrow, because that's putting it off to the future. That's not doing anything. That's not helping people release the clutter. Or as another example for mental clutter, I'm a huge believer in meditation. I think if there's one thing you can take away tonight is meditate. I have yet to find someone that it hasn't really helped a lot, because you know, meditating helps bring you to your center. And I believe the more you practice that, the more it allows you to be present. Was that a good example? Did the physical clutter, do you think that is something people understand? Okay.
Yes, the physical clutter. And that leads to my next question. As you said, the physical, now we all know the mental and the spiritual is like where the power is at. So when you have, how do you know a person, well, how do you deal with the mental clutter and the spiritual clutter? I like to call that the inside, or the baggage inside, you know, or like as I said in the beginning of the show, the struggles and the barriers, you know, all that junk that's stopping us from being the best that we can be. I see that as clutter. Can we say that's clutter if it stops us?
I think anything that prevents you from finding joy is clutter. I think if you're really to boil it down, and here's an example of how physical clutter is related to the emotional and spiritual and all the clutter. So I had a client, she had a stack probably about 2 to 3 feet tall. And I said, okay, what's going on here? What are these papers? And she said, those are articles that I have clipped to send to people. And I said, okay, how long have you had them? 2 to 3 years. So my job, as I see it, and I'm sure you're the same way with your clients, is to listen and to ask questions. Because, you know, when it's our stuff, it's hard. It's easier for someone, they're not caught up in the emotion. If they're paying attention and listening, they can have an idea of what's going on and ask questions. So as we continued this conversation, what we were able to realize, and again, she articulated it, I just held the space for her to be able to do it. And she said, oh my gosh, I am holding on to send these to people because I am afraid if I don't send them articles or send them recipes that they won't love me anymore. And as soon as she articulated that, it went into the recycle bin, because she was able to make that connection And see, y'all, it's really, this is my emotional and fear of spiritual and abandonment and all that came up, and it manifested through a 3 foot high pile of clippings that had been there for a couple of years.
Okay. Yeah, so it's, I'm listening, and I always like I could feel things, like when like something is not right. But listening to you, I kind of like can like relate. Can you know kind of like the clarity on the how and why it is. I'm just getting a little bit more clarity about how things relate into the physical aspect. You know, as they say, if, as a person once said, you probably heard this, something like this, they say, if your office is dirty, your house must be dirty. You know, how it relates. Or if your car is dirty, that's a reflection of your room or your home, you know, or something, you know, with the clutter and the, you know, it shows that how things relate. And that's kind of like the best way I can explain it. Listening to you is how things relate to the next thing. Okay. So are there any books that you're writing on, or any workshops you're coming up with, any books that you want to let the listeners know about?
Oh, sure. Thank you. If they go to my website, reawakenyourbrilliance.com, I have a lot of stuff. I have a Declutter Your Life course, which I'm getting the video. The video has been shot, but it's also a workbook, and I'll offer it, and I'll give your listeners a discount. But I have aromatherapy to help. I have meditations to release clutter. So we have a bunch of stuff to be able to help people. And I'm so passionate about that because I feel in the previous example, it's all related. And when we understand that, then we can release it.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you said it's related, because that's another level that I'm taking it to. Even in my own life, I deal with the mental and the spiritual and the physical blockages and, you know, seeking progress in all those areas. But I never just sat down and meditated on how they're all related. I just dealt with them. So this relating part is bringing me joy to know. Because when we see clarity and we see why things happen, that empowers us a lot of time, at least me.
Mm-hmm.
It empowers me to say, okay, I see it now. This is why this is, you know. And it kind of like gives me a little bit more power. Okay, so
can I
go ahead.
Can I give you another example? Because I've found that when I give people concrete examples, a lot of times that helps them to understand.
Okay.
So I was working with a client, and she had clutter, but in particular, this one wall was just tons of clutter. And so as we're going through and clearing stuff, I'm like, that's odd. Why is it just one wall? Well, what we realized when we started to clear it and talked and what I like to term take it down to get it to the essence, she had a neighbor that was just insane and harassed her. And she was literally creating a physical wall because it was on that side of her apartment.
Wow.
Where the neighbor was. The rest of the house was fine, but she was literally creating a physical barrier in an attempt to just keep this guy out of her space.
That's amazing. Once we really look at it for what it is, how she unconsciously, but you know, started
mm-hmm.
to try to block it. That's amazing. Okay, you talked about the book. I mean, your workbook, and you do some speaking, too. You do some speaking, and you got you're a host of a show, your own show. And you also do quite a few things. You're out there. you're really out there doing some things.
I am. I'm excited. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. Wow. So what's next? What's next for Julie?
What is next for Julie? A great question. I'm laughing. I got an idea inspired in the shower this morning. So I have another clutter thing that I'm going to create that I've been led that I think will support people. So really, it's just to continue with the podcast, Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. You know,
okay.
your passion is empowering people, and my way of empowering people is helping them clear clutter. So to do that and create more tools to support
yes.
people in releasing clutter. Because, you know, my business is called Reawaken Your Brilliance because I believe we are all amazing, and we've
yes.
forgotten that. And so if you're empowering people and you're doing what brings you passion, and if I'm doing that, and if everyone else is doing that, we would live in a much different world.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I truly believe and know it's about. You know, life itself, the energy of life. Life is life, so we can grow and have experience, you know. And
mm-hmm.
all that goes together, growth, experience, life, and that's progress. You know, we're not to stay still. We're not supposed to be mentally and spiritually still or stagnant, you know. And for those of us that are stagnant, the mature ones, we're supposed to help each other. I believe if I'm really there and I'm really, you know, lighting up with light, and I see you, like, depressed and, you know, in the darkness because, you know, you've been, you know, the world has got you blinded and you don't know who you are or the true meaning of life, I believe it's my duty as a more mature person of light to awaken you, you
mm-hmm.
know? To touch you, and if I have the right skills, I can awaken you, and that's basically what a coach does, like what you do and what I do. We awaken people with the right questions, take them out the mental blocks, and awaken them, you know, with the questions to have them think deeper about who they are and the ultimate goal of who they are and where they're going on a higher level, you know, and that's you talk about passion. That's the most gifted part is when I be around people and they're one way, and then after 3 or 4 months, I can watch the growth, you
mm-hmm.
know, their whole speech and their attitude towards things are different. So that's the big payoff. Okay, with the few minutes left, go ahead and let the listeners know your website and how they can contact you.
Thank you. It's reawakenyourbrilliance.com, and it just literally got redesigned. I had great people do that for me, and they can
okay.
reach me at Julie@reawakenyourbrilliance.com or 919-559-3925.
Okay. And I like the name. I mean, the reawakening your brilliance. How did you come up with that?
You know, that's a funny story. I was, before I did the show Reawaken Your Brilliance, and the producer was, when are you going to come and start the show? And I was like, oh, I need a name. And I had Thrive, and I'm like, nah, I Googled it, and there were, like, thousands of things. And I was literally meditating, and I heard Reawaken Your Brilliance. I stopped meditating, did a Google search, didn't find anything, and I said, there you go, there's the name. So that came from inspired action of meditating.
Okay. All right. Wow, I like that. Reawakening your brilliance. Listeners, everyone, we are created divinely, however you want to call it, greatly. We have so much inside of us that I believe a lot of us don't know until it's too late, you know. And, you know, the clutter inside and what we've been taught by TV has totally tricked our minds, and it's shackled and limited. release the shackles, study, find out who you are, why you are here, and progress towards greatness, and just thrive on results. Even little by little, and you'll hit your goal, you'll hit your mark, or die trying. You know, that's what we're here for. We're truly greater than we know. Okay, Julie, my last. Well, it might not be my last, but real quick, let everyone know what they get as a result of working with you. When you finish this sentence here, when you work with Julie, a result of working with me, you get blank.
More joy.
Okay. And you heard it, listeners. You get more joy. She's going to help you with that clutter. Okay, we have 2 minutes left. Last words of encouragement, inspiration, Julie. To those people listening out here, give them some encouragement. Give them some inspiration in this life. For the person listening, don't know what to do with a lot of clutter and fears and inadequacies inside, give them something to feed off of. Please, would you?
First of all, you're perfect the way you are. It doesn't matter what's happened to you in your past. You can overcome anything. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Ask yourself, what else is possible? And all you have to do is start. Move forward. Start right now in the present moment. Take that first step. The first step is usually the hardest, but I promise you, if you just take one foot in front of the other, spend 5 minutes clearing your clutter. If you can't do that, spend a minute every day. But you know what? At the end of the week, that's 7 minutes. In 3 weeks, that's 21 minutes. And you build upon that. You build upon your success. And I am cheering you on. Know that. I care. I believe in you. You can do it.
Okay. Do you still have that? Did you mention, I thought I seen somewhere where they might get a 30-minute consultation?
That, yes. They can call for a free 30-minute consultation.
Okay. And, of course, everyone, mention the show. Okay, mention the show.
Yes.
Okay, Julie. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. As always, I love when I connect with the guests here. I love it because we're on the same page. And I know and believe we are our brother's keeper. We all are working on ourselves, our different parts of our lives. We're all trying to get better. And this world is helping us do that, you know, to go through the right experiences and, you know, just get stronger mentally and spiritually. So thank you for being a part of my show. And a part of my life, because you helped me just this little bit of time. So thank you for that. You're always welcome. You can come back on the show anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes. I mean that. I mean it. It's really funny how we can just meet. We can meet people and just, you know, when we're on the same page, what life's about, and just grow. It seems like, you know, we're doing something that's so phenomenal. You know, let all our worries go away, and let's just focus on growing. With the last 90 seconds, we're out of time. So please, everyone, go to the website, reawakeningyourbrilliance.com, and please take advantage of all the good stuff and the blogs that Julie has up there, okay? And we had someone listening here, but we're out of time. Download us from iTunes, everyone. Join us next week. Another guest, okay? Love y'all. Urban Life Coach signing out. Thank you again to my guest, Julie. All right.
Thank you.
We'll be keeping in contact. Okay.
Absolutely.